So then, the Romney free lunch at the White House, huh? Yeah. Wouldn't that be an entitlement? Well, you better declare it on his taxes, if any. Ends up being part of that 47% he was so, you know, critical about. See, a catered White House lunch, that should be a pretty penny, wouldn't you think? Even without coffee and booze and soda pop, still adds up. Well, in all the other news that isn't, charges that the Egyptian president seeks to be a pharaoh only increase when the Constitution is written in hieroglyphics. Long way to go to get nowhere, I agree. I say if he's okay with the embalming, let him be pharaoh. Got to take the brains out through the nose. That's the only part that stops me. Okay. You know, something pretty bad must have happened to the Egyptians if they're that touchy about pharaohs. That's all I can say. And I don't get it because the Jews did all the work. You know, the pyramid. That's why we got out of the trade, so, you know, that pyramid work. Anyway, more news that isn't. We got here two winners in the $600 million Powerball tax liability. One guy's a mechanic. Boy, his rate's going to go up. $1 million an hour, I'm sure, really. Palestine gets upgrade from is not real status. I thought that was better than that. Is not real? That's what she called it. Hamas, a leader to star in 77 Gaza Strip. President Obama makes a counterintuitive plea to avoid economic meltdown and disaster from the Tinker Toy Factory. His ground team really is not what it was during the run-up to this. It's a fiscal cliffhanger out there, basically. Speaker Boehner is playing whack-a-mole in the House right now. But, you know, fiscal cliff, come on. Man-made, so it's more of a fecal cliff, really. Fiscal cliff. The phrase fiscal cliff is expected to expire on January 15th. We'll never hear it again. That's the good news. In other news, a Weather Channel names its first winter storm Bejeezers. Oh, Bejeezers. That was a storm. They get to name all the storms now. First one is Bejeezers, is what I would think if it were me, but it's not. So I'll cross that out. The European Union trades Greece to the third world for a country to be named later. Geneticists say half of all human mutations have occurred since the advent of the Tea Party. Therefore, people who don't believe in evolution evolve the most. Isn't that interesting? New home sales are stagnant and don't smell too good either. For some reason, Republicans continue to think Benghazi is a red state. Overly concerned. Beginning to lose patience. Oh, I'm supposed to be me. I'm beginning to lose patience. Say as if saying. As if talking. You know, I'm beginning to lose patience with Lindsay Lohan. Wasn't even worth saying anyway. But Liz Taylor got past National Velvet. Lindsay needs to get past Mean Girls. Okay. I'm just saying, that's not a joke or anything. It does look like Lindsay is out of the running for Secretary of State, however. The North Korean missile capable of hitting South Korea collides with the South Korean missile capable of hitting North Korea. If I could say it, that's what I would have said. New plan on the fiscal cliff from the English department. I call it the Heathcliff and let Emily Bronte deal with it. Don't tickle me Elmo sales crash right before Christmas. Moving right along. Rutgers Red Knights and the Delaware Terrapins. Come on, they should not even make the big 10,000. Thank you, John, for being here. I mean, what is a Red Knight? What is a Terrapin? Yeah. They even have football programs at those schools? I don't think they do. No, they don't. Madison West will join the Big Ten as soon as everybody's 18. We're looking forward to that. The big 100 will be by then. Cows struck by a milk truck in Greene County, adding insult to injury. But it's true. May not be funny, but it's true. Happened. One would hope the rest home cafeteria was not picking mushrooms for its soup from the lawn. And anyhow, the Chicago man who wrestled a goose into his SUV said he was going to take it to his brothers right after his soccer game. So, more on this at 10. Did you read about that?
No.
Okay, yeah. The PGA bans belly putters. Just when I get the belly for one. Belly putters. You use a belly putter, sir? I can see why. Does it work for you?
It does.
It does, really? Okay. Problem is you can't see the ball. You know, you got a belly putter. Can't see the really end of your belly putter at all.
Very easily.
What?
It's longer so you can hit the ball very easily. You don't have to see it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to tee off with it, though. It's a putter. Where was I? Okay. A huge oil discovery leads to the United Arab Inuits. There's a joke that doesn't come up too often. Small business owners pessimistic, but then maybe they shouldn't go into small business. Consumers optimistic. They can spend as little as possible. So there is consumer optimism. Scientists discover a new smell, can't tell where it's coming from. UW Badgers play for the Big Ten title for last time before they have to face Rutgers. And no deer for Governor Walker, but he did bag a home ec teacher and a pretty good-sized veteran. That's all the news. That is. Thank you so much, and good night. And see you later.